Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include an office worker saving a drowning kayaker and a murder charge follows an attack in a store on Wyndham. But first, safety checks have been undertaken on hundreds of city flats.
Hundreds of people in Norwich's tower blocks face an anxious wait to discover how safe their homes are, as more than 450 flats were inspected following the Grenfell tragedy. The specialist checks on council flats and leaseholders' flats will establish whether any adaptations have been made which has created a fire hazard, which will then need to be put right. The City Council is carrying out the checks following the devastating blaze in the London Tower block last month. The fire caused at least 80 deaths, but the final toll is not yet clear. The day after the tragedy, the City Council commissioned a review of fire risk and safety at its own tower blocks. That draft report is currently in the hands of the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, but the inspections form part of the process. Gail Harris, Cabinet Minister for Social Housing at Norwich City Council, said the council will conduct a full-scale physical detailed inspection and specialist survey of all 8 residential tower blocks which are in the property portfolio. We'll also inspect all individual flats in tower blocks. Residents have been informed of this. She said the checks would also investigate whether fire safety equipment, such as alarms, smoke detectors and sprinklers, needed to be installed or upgraded. The council said, should it be needed, it had an existing capital programme and repairs budget which would be used in the first instance to pay for necessary changes.
Travel agent Fred Olson is hoping to reach new heights as a Norwich department store after moving to a new in-store location. After first opening in the basement at Jowald, the firm has made the move up to a new branch on the third floor. The company hopes its new location will enable it to capitalise on the success it had in Jowald, with a bigger space to advertise its holiday and cruise packages. The official opening was conducted by Steve Williams, Managing Director at Fred Olson Travel, with customers invited to celebrate the move with staff. Fred Olson Travel is now located opposite Jowald's in-store restaurant, The Pantry. The 16.5 million turnover firm has also offices in Thorpe St Andrew, Bury St Edmunds and Coes in Ipswich.
Community groups across Norwich could get a cash boost of thousands of pounds thanks to the launching of a new crowdfunding scheme. Crowdfund Norwich has been set up to support community groups, social enterprises and charities across the city. Norwich City Council is pumping £50,000 into the project, where people who have ideas for fundraising projects can upload them to the Crowdfund Norwich website, which is at www.crowdfunder.co.uk/funds/crowdfund-Norwich. The idea is that once a certain amount of money for a project is raised through the community, the council will assess them and can consider further funding from the pot. For any particular project, the council could contribute up to half the total cost with a top limit of £5,000. The initial sum of £50,000 is money which comes from the Community Infrastructure Levy, money generated by planning charges.
A man in his early 20s has suffered face and chest injuries in a suspected knife attack in Norwich. Police were called to a property along South Walls Way following reports of an assault. On arrival, they found a man who suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries, believed to have them caused by a blade. Sergeant Lee Wagstaff said another man was arrested at a nearby address in connection with the incident. He is yet to be charged. He added, "We are not looking for anyone else and we believe this to be an isolated incident. There is no threat to the wider public."
A 43-year-old man and his 19-year-old nephew have been charged with murder following the death of a man after an attack at Wyndham's Morrison's supermarket. John Monk and his nephew Lee Monk, both from Wyndham, have been remanded in custody, charged with murdering Nick Rogers as well as a fray at the store. More than 30 detectives from the Norfolk and Suffolk Major Investigation Team are working on the case, and inquiries are continuing to examine CCTV and speak to witnesses. Floral tributes have been left outside the Norwich Road store, which closed following the incident, but has since reopened. Local policing commander, Inspector John Colbert, said violent incidents in Wyndham are extremely rare. Officers have been carrying out increased patrols in the area to provide that visible reassurance, which will continue.
Secondary schools are being urged to sign up to take part in a life-saving lesson on Restart a Heart Day. More than 150,000 children and young people across the country learnt cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, on the day last year, and teachers are being urged to apply before the start of the school holidays for East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust, or EAST, staff, and volunteers to teach life-saving skills to students on October the 16th. The annual event involves every ambulance service in the UK, the Resuscitation Council, the British Heart Foundation, British Red Cross and the St John's Ambulance. Around 30,000 people go into cardiac arrest outside of hospital in the UK every year. The chances of surviving a cardiac arrest drop 10% a minute if CPR is not started, and survival rates are currently less than 1 in 10 people in this country.
The duo behind three Norwich nurseries have opened their fourth in a converted stable to cope with growing demands for childcare places. John and Juliet Banbury opened their first two Once Upon a Time nurseries in Norwich on Wroxham Road and Falcon Road West back in 2007. 10 years on, they've two more nurseries on their books. Their staff numbers are nearing 60, and they've more than 300 children attending various sessions across the nurseries. Their latest is housed in two converted stables on the White House Farm development on Salhouse Road, which in the coming years is set to welcome hundreds of new homes. To get it off the ground, they benefited from a £50,000 in-grant funding from Norfolk Community Foundation's pot for capital costs for early years centres, and another £20,000 from Norfolk Council's early years grants for equipment.
A 22-year-old office worker hauled a drowning kayaker out of the River Wensum after he capsized near the Queen of Iceni pub. Will Spalding had been having lunch with colleagues when one of them spotted a man in the water who appeared to be in trouble. Onlookers threw a life ring to the stricken kayaker, but he had already been submerged under the water. Mr. Spalding took off his shoes and jumped in. "It was instinctive," he said. "I weighed up the situation in a snap second." The kayaker had been under the water for around 20 to 25 seconds before Mr. Spalding found him. "From the side of the bank, they said they could see bubbles, and I pulled him up," he said. "I just dragged him to the side like I was taught in school. I got him to the ring and brought him to the bank to the onlookers, who pulled him up. As soon as he was pulled up, he did a big gasp of breath and water rushed out." After the man was out of the water, security guards from the pub put him in the recovery position before paramedics arrived. A spokesman for the East of England Ambulance Service said the kayaker had unknown injuries, but he was conscious and breathing and was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
A ceremony has marked a milestone in the building of a £2 million housing development. 20 new affordable homes for older people are being created at Leander Court off Bluebell Road in Eton. Gail Harris, Deputy Leader of the Norwich City Council and its Cabinet Member for Social Housing, joined Norwich Housing Society's Chairman, Carol Sangster, in laying a ceremonial golden brick at the development. The scheme, made up of 15 one-bed flats and 5 two-bed flats, has been funded by Norwich Housing Society with the help of a £600,000 grant from City Hall, which has come from Right to Buy receipts.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you have finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. 8365 or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So from me, Val Freer,
and me, Geoffrey Hodson,
goodbye.
Goodbye.